This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with the leaders of allied countries, the European Union, and the NATO military alliance on Tuesday, reiterating America's support for Ukraine and warning a drop in support could embolden Russia and cause wider conflict.
As President Biden made clear, we cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. Time is not our friend. We have enough funding authorities to meet Ukraine's battlefield needs for a bit longer. But we need Congress to act to ensure that there is no disruption in our support.
White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby. A 14-year-old has been arrested in Thailand after a deadly shooting at a luxury mall in Bangkok on Tuesday, killing two foreigners and wounding five people. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
Police said that staff at the mall had received training in dealing with active shooters. The mall said it had evacuated shoppers and staff immediately, stressing safety was of the utmost importance. Gun violence and gun ownership are not uncommon in Thailand. A former police officer killed 35 people, including 22 children, at a nursery last year. In 2020, a soldier shot and killed at least 29 people in a rampage spanning four locations.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Azerbaijani authorities have arrested several former separatist leaders of Nagorno-Karabakh after reclaiming control of the Armenian-populated breakaway region in a lightning military operation last month. Azerbaijan's APA news agency says the leader of the region before stepping down at the beginning of September has been arrested and is being brought to the Azerbaijani capital. This is VOA News. Turkey on Tuesday arrested dozens of suspected Kurdish militants and their supporters after an attack on the government district in the capital injured two policemen. The raids across Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast came 2 days after a branch of the PKK, listed as a terror group by Turkey and its Western allies, claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. Turkish police shot dead one of the attackers while the other died in an apparent suicide blast outside Turkey's interior minister. The World Health Organization approved a new malaria vaccine on Monday following the approval of the first in 2021. Experts warn it won't beat malaria on its own, and other preventative measures are needed, including mosquito nets. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Azra Ghani is an epidemiologist and professor at Imperial College London.
So this additional efficacy of the vaccine is in the presence of this really important intervention. The second is something known as chemo prevention, that's providing drugs to children in high-risk areas where malaria is particularly seasonal.
There were an estimated 247 million cases of malaria in 2021, a small increase on the previous year, and 619,000 deaths, mostly children, in sub-Saharan Africa. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump continues insisting there was no fraud on day two of his New York civil trial as prosecutors continue to build their case that he inflated his worth, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump sat at the defense table, flanked by his lawyers, while son Eric Trump, a co-defendant, sat in the first row. During a break, the former president commented on the case.
I think it's going very well.
On the stand, an accountant who prepared the financial statements for years testified that Trump's company supplied the numbers. Trump says there were disclaimers on those statements saying that they weren't audited.
There can't be fraud when you've told institutions to do their own work. This case is a fraud.
Last week, the judge ruled Trump committed fraud by exaggerating the size of his assets. At the courthouse in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday voted to allow a leadership challenge to Republican Kevin McCarthy in a sign that he could be removed from his job as Speaker. The Republican-controlled House rejected a motion advanced by McCarthy allies that would have derailed an effort to potentially remove him from his post. McCarthy now faces a vote by the full House on whether to strip him of his speakership. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.